PSI in the world. I'm John Besser with Victor Davis Hanson, professor, classicist, Stanford University's Hoover Institution, the author of The Dying Citizen. Victor wrote this book, as he says in a footnote, between 2018 and 2020, just as the pandemic was striking, and then he updated it as best he could in 21. We know a deal more about the pandemic now. And Victor, you're careful in your epilogue to say, as of 2021, the pandemic set back all of these challenges, the middle class, borders certainly, leaning towards tribalism. Certainly the unelected were empowered during the pandemic. And then we come to the globalization, the changing of the Constitution, the nullifying of pieces of the Constitution, such as keeping public order in cities during the troubles of the summer of 2020. I was in New York, Victor, right next to Macy's. I saw it. I walked through it. You understand the disruption. It was the pandemic that did this.
Yes.
And then the globalization today after the pandemic. We can't settle. We can say Wuhan and we don't have everything. But Victor, how did the pandemic set the middle class back? Let's begin there.
Well, it had this idea that we were going to give to the unelected based on what the CDC or the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases under Anthony Fauci said was important or was imperative to save us from this pandemic. And how that filtered out, John, was that if you were in my local town and you sold shoes in a mom and pop store or you had roses in a flower shop, they shut you down because they did not want people coming to your store and spreading. But if you went a mile away to a huge Walmart, which had shoes and had flowers and everything else, it was wide open with 1,000 people in it. So it was a, and the same thing was true of medical practices, that individual doctors and their practices could not make informed decisions about whether somebody should be vaccinated or not, or whether somebody should have access to a particular protocol that they thought might be efficacious. It was the entrance into every aspect of our lives that very, pretty much favored the powerful and the wealthy, big pharma, big corporations, and the elite. Then we also created this Zoom culture where all of the non-muscular jobs could continue at very high compensation with the expectation of class, your plumber, your electrician, your delivery boy, your Amazon driver, they would go out and face the epidemic and not make nearly as much, but keep the country moving while the Eloy, to use H.G. Wells' time machine, the Eloy then would be refined and they would stay in their homes and they would invest and insure and teach and report while they were served by the lower middle classes.
The unelected, we can talk about the radical protests that led to the disorder in the cities, many cities, but the unelected strikes me as especially ironic because we're getting updates all the time. One man in particular, a very senior citizen, older than me, Anthony Fauci, during the worst of the pandemic in 2020, 2021, Anthony Fauci was the voice of science, telling us about masking, telling us about staying home, telling us about the vaccines. I'm not going to say everything is being refuted now, but there's a deal of restating, including by Dr. Fauci himself. That is the unelected at the worst. Did we learn from it, Victor? Are people paying attention to how badly our country was distorted by these things?
I hope so, but we took all of the voices that warned us, and I was fortunate to be at Stanford University that had the three top public health experts on this topic with Scott Atlas, Jay Bhattacharya, and John Ioannidis, and they warned us from the beginning that if you shut down the economy and you shut down the schools and you shut down the medical profession person to person, then you were going to have an astronomical rate of economic depression, suicide, familial abuse, child abuse, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, and most importantly, the one group demographic, 1 to 18, who would not die from the virus, would not probably even be very ill, you were going to destroy their psychological well-being by depriving them of 2 years of school, which they never would recover from. They were proven, I think you could argue now, right in almost every assertion. And Anthony Fauci, I would go so far as to say almost everything that he has said either contradicted what he said earlier or has to be restated and amended now by him. And he just said the other day that he admitted that the mRNA vaccinations were not proof, were not a defense of either being infected or infecting somebody. He had not said that. He also said that natural immunity was as good or better, as he had said before the epidemic. And we know now that masking is of very limited utility, except if you're right next to somebody with sprained droplets. So almost the social distancing, the shutdowns, the quarantines, the faith in the vaccination at the expense of therapeutics, all of that, I think, is the science, to quote Dr. Fauci, has now showed that we made some terrible mistakes.
The unelected were empowered and were abused. Globalization. Now, yes. Wuhan, we don't have the answer. What started this? Where did it come from? Are the globalizers, the Davos man, the citizens of the world, are they protecting Wuhan?
Yes, we know that. We know that Bill Gates, very early on, who was one of the first to have billion-dollar investments, he said that China was doing a wonderful job handling the Wuhan. We know that Michael Bloomberg said that China was a consensual society. He has massive investments in it. We know that Anthony Fauci, from the day that he heard about the pandemic reaching our shores, there's some communications between him and Francis Collins, worried about gain of function research that was routed with U.S. dollars to take place at the laboratory. Nobody, I think, in the community today, the scientific community, believes that there was a pangolin or bat origins of the virus. Peter Daszak at Echo Health sort of, I guess you would say, weighed the Lancet investigation and said they went to China, they got almost no cooperation, they declared it was a likely natural origin. That's been completely discredited. Most of the people who participated were hoodwinked and have confessed that. Peter Daszak is in a disgrace. He was a good scientist, but I think his reputation has been harmed permanently. And I think now the consensus from a number of scientists, scientific writers, is that the virus escaped from the Wuhan lab, which was under control, by the way, of the Chinese military, and they were engaging in gain-of-function viral research that was banned in the United States.
We'll get the full story. We'll get it. The citizens of the United States will get the story, Victor. We'll get it.
I hope.
The Dying Citizen is the book, Victor Davis Hanson. Professor Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, the author. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.